Public Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. I put down my fishing pole here and interrupt my catfish fishing. Up here in North Dakota, that's where I am. And the least visited state in America, which means wherever you are is more visited, unless you're up here in North Dakota with me. There are a few of us, and more coming all the time, because this is a beautiful place. As about as free from the what ails America as any place you're going to find. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm putting my roots are down here for good. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show coming to you from North Dakota via the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. And I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for 2 hours today from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on June 13th, 2021. And let's see here, this last week, since last week's show, I turned 73 years young on June 8th. Donald Trump, I think, will turn 75 on June 14th. That's tomorrow. So happy birthday, Donald John Trump. And you are welcome to call into to today's show at 512. This is that Round Rock, Texas number, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. So here we are, meeting up here in the Trump Clubhouse, our little family. Well, we've been together quite a few years, have we not? We started this Trump Phenomenon show, and I think this was the first show. I mean, there might be another somewhere. I don't know. I've never heard of it. This was the first show completely dedicated to the Trump phenomenon, thereby the name. And we've been doing it ever since we started in 2015. I don't remember the month that we started, but we've been going, let's see, off the roll of 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and part of 15 and 21. So we've been going for 6 years. And Trump has dominated our political lives for that entire period, all of us. No way around it. It's a good thing. And one of the beautiful things about Donald Trump is that this man has staying power. They can knock him down. They can batter him, bash him, attack him, as they're doing now in the state of New York. He doesn't go down. He jumps right back up and levels a haymaker at his opponents. So thank goodness Donald Trump has the staying power. Who do we have? Who do we have on our bench? You know, if Babe Ruth breaks his arm and is out of the lineup, who do we have? I mean, the Yankees had Lou Gehrig, and Lou Gehrig could fill in nicely for Babe Ruth, and they had a few other people. And what did they call it? Murderer's Row. But what do we have in our on our bench and our Make America Great Again, Yankees bench. Well, we don't have somebody. So Donald Trump is part of my effusive praise of Donald Trump is based on the beauty of the man and the beauty of his achievement. Part of it is also based on the fact that we ain't got nobody else. It's kind of an exaggeration there, but we are very vulnerable in that department. On the other hand, taking the other view of it, people like Donald Trump are, you know, some people said he was a one in a century figure. Others said he was a one in a millennium figure. Well, you don't get too many of those, do you? So we shouldn't be too distressed that we don't have somebody right behind Donald Trump that's just like Donald Trump. Anyway, here we are, and this has been a good week. Let's go to the executive summary. What's happened in the world of the Trump phenomenon in the last 7 days since we last met up? Well, it's been good. One of the good things that's happened in the last week is that a lot of people have come around to the view we have entertained on this show ever since the scamdemic began, that Anthony Fauci is a fraud, that all of his nostrums are bogus, and that Fauci is a criminal. Well, I am just liking it no end to hear people on TV. Greg Jarrett, who is the legal analyst for Fox, he was on Fox about 48 hours ago saying that Anthony Fauci should be indicted criminally. Oh, and he should be sued civilly. And now let's just think about that. Let's start this show off on a good note, something to cheer you up. There's no question that Anthony Fauci is criminally culpable of lying to Congress, of lying under oath. His emails have now revealed this. He's caught dead to rights by these emails. And the emails, we don't even have the full juice from the emails because they're redacted. Parts are redacted. And the government, the Justice Department's, is it the Justice Department? I believe it is. But the government department releasing these emails gave as their excuse, their rationale for the redactions, is that these may affect a criminal investigation. Or maybe they use the phrase ongoing investigation. Whoa, is this a fig leaf just to get really good stuff, to keep us from seeing really good stuff? Or is there in fact some kind of court action possibly being brewed against Anthony Fauci? In any event, there is much, we know that whatever was redacted is the really juicy stuff. So the stuff we have is dripping with juice. So there's more to come, just as we've seen with the Hunter Biden emails. So he's caught dead to rights lying. He's caught dead to rights participating in the Wuhan, promoting the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He is caught dead to rights funding the Wuhan through the National Institutes of Health, funding Wuhan, specifically funding gain-of-function research, which is the evil alleged scientific activity of supercharging viruses to make them more lethal against us. He lied about that. He participated in it. He did it. He then lied about it. He continues to lie about it. A lot of people have died. Now, this is what Greg Jarrett said, and this was so music to my ears. Greg Jarrett said, millions of people have died because of Anthony Fauci. He has caused millions of deaths. If you wanted to quibble, someone might say only hundreds of thousands will put on his account. But at least hundreds of thousands of deaths. And in America alone, who was it? Let me try to remember the name. I just forgot it. What was his name? Risch, Dr. Risch, Harvey Risch. We were quoting him. We based a show on Dr. Harvey Risch of the Yale, which Yale school? The school of, was it public health? I believe it was. Dr. Harvey Risch said 450,000 deaths that are called coronavirus deaths in this, what I call the scamdemic. So separate my words from Harvey Risch's. Harvey Risch says 450,000, let's just go straight with Dr. Risch. 450,000 of the COVID-19 deaths were unnecessary, could have been prevented, could have been treated, and would not have caused fatalities if, now we get to the further indictment of Anthony Fauci. This guy is so guilty. He's so dirty. Not only did he do all the things aforementioned, he also has, from the get-go, done everything in his very extraordinarily large power to prevent the use of therapeutics encouraged by Donald Trump, such as hydroxy and chloroquine and ivermectin and zinc and D3 and other therapeutics. There's another one, what's it called? Monoclonal antibodies. That's another, a little more exotic, therapeutic. But these therapeutics, very ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, just off the shelf, plain Jane medications that have been used, I think in the case of hydroxychloroquine, for 70 years. Dr. Fauci, and I use the word doctor loosely. Let's just call him, what else? I call him Fauchenstein. But this creep, I love Jeanine Pirro's term, dirtbag. Dirtbag. Less colorful than some of the words I want to use. This dirtbag, Fauci, did everything he could to prevent the use of what Donald Trump encouraged, which were therapeutics. And by the way, recall to mind, you've heard this many times. You heard Donald Trump say many times when talking about vaccines and therapeutics, he would say over and over again, he would say something to the effect, I think the therapeutics are even more important than the vaccine. Or I think the therapeutics are even more effective than a vaccine, which at the time he was speaking about, the vaccines were only hypothetical. They were in development. Donald Trump was talking about therapeutics which were working, which worked on him, and which he, as a very brilliant man and an honest man, he read the reports of the honest, real doctors who were using therapeutics very successfully, enormously successfully, with beneficial results on the magnitude of 85%, 90%, if counted one way, 200% if counted a different way, in their reduction in fatalities. Hydroxychloroquine has been now found to be cause a 200% diminution in deaths, counted one particular way, an 85% prevention of hospitalizations, and the what follows, which has been so catastrophic, which is ventilation, sometimes referred to by others as blowing up people's lungs. But the so Fauci also has prevented these life-saving therapeutics, which real doctors, the real doctors like Dr. Scott Atlas, Dr. Harvey Risch, who've been shut down, censored, they've been deleted. Harvey Risch has been deleted from YouTube and Twitter. And so is Dr. Scott Atlas, who was a close advisor to Donald Trump. So now, so there is part of the indictment against this dirtbag, to use Jeanine Pirro's word, Fauci. Now, are you, do you have a loved one who died of coronavirus, COVID-19, 1984? Do you have a relative who died of this? A father, mother, grandmother, relative, cousin, aunt? Well, you best be filing your lawsuit against Anthony Fauci. And let's, as part of today's show, I'd like you to, you know, the audience, give me your ideas as to who should be defendants in the civil suit that, that should be filed by millions of people. And then also who should be the defendants in the criminal actions that should be filed by prosecutors around the world. If your grandmother died of Corona 19, 84, you have an action against Anthony Fauci. If she didn't receive hydroxychloroquine because of Fauci, if she didn't receive zinc, D3, and the other therapeutics, if I'm remembering correctly, the monoclonal antibodies, am I remembering that right? Because these were quack science. These were Donald Trump. These were Orange Man. This was tantamount to drinking bleach. It's the way they describe these things. Donald Trump wants you to drink bleach. They actually said this on national television to a very gullible American public. And it worked. They stole the election with this, among other things that, you know, I mean, there's so many twists to this incredible, most incredible story of our lives. This scamdemic was used to what? Steal the election. This was used to justify mailing tens of millions of phony ballots, counting, mailing out, what was it in Pennsylvania? They mailed out 1.6 million mail-in ballots and received 2.4 million in back. Just think about that for a second. Wait, wait, there's a sound effect for that. We get our Foley man here. How do you do that? How do you mail out 1.6 million and receive in return 2.4? Can you say massive voter fraud, election fraud? I mean, that's prima facie fraud. And that's why they don't want any kind of forensic audit. They don't want anybody to look at that paper. They don't want them to look at all those millions of phony ballots, ballots with only one marking, Joe Biden. Just one mark on the whole ballot, Joe Biden. And coming in sequences, in piles of thousands of them. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, and nothing down ballot. No other votes. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, marked all with the same identical automatically applied mark. All of them unverifiable, unverified, etc. Or many of them. Others quite provably phony. Phony signatures, phony everything, phony addresses. Dead people who not only voted, they mailed in applications for ballots. That's a neat trick to do that when you're dead. Maybe even of coronavirus. That's really tricky. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come.
good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over,
welcome back, folks. So the first bit of good news I want to start our show with today is that a large chunk of America has caught on to the fact that Fauci, as Dr. Ron Paul, real Dr. Ron Paul, has said, a fraud. And everything that's come out of his lips has been fraudulent. And he is thoroughly guilty. And I love what Greg Jarrett said. He's guilty of murder. He's guilty of causing the deaths of many, many people. And there should be a criminal filing against him for hundreds of criminal violations. Each act of perjury is its own count. And now talk about multiple plaintiffs. The millions of people who could file an action against Anthony Fauci for contributing to the death of their loved one. That should happen immediately. Now, I love the fact that Joe No Balls Biden, Chinaman Biden, China Joe, Compromise Joe, Sleepy Joe Biden, has not fired Fauci and may this continue. I don't want to see Fauci. Fauci should have been fired before he was hired. But I want to see Biden clutch the pathetic Fauci close to his bosom. I want to see them both go down together, clutching each other. I'm loving it. I hope Fauci has tons on Biden and Biden has tons on Fauci. And by the way, speaking of who's got what on whom, I like Greg Jarrett's commentary on the FBI. Listen to this. I'm looking, you know, Wikipedia. Any Wikipedia article on a patriot is going to be full of lies. Wikipedia is now written by left-wing people. So every Wikipedia article on any patriot is a just a pack of lies. It's a smear. It's designed to hurt any of us. And they have been successful in that. So the people, they'll look up your Wikipedia article and they'll go, ooh, oh, oh, you're ooh. And they believe it. So here, Greg Jarrett's article is, they're slamming him. I'm loving, you know, maybe a few facts in here. He was born in Los Angeles, went to San Marino High School, and sort of out in my neck of the woods there in California. And he's 66 years old, Claremont McKenna College there in San Marino. And, Claremont. And he is, here's what they say about him. Jarrett's legal, he's an attorney, went to UC Berkeley Law School, Hastings Law School. Jarrett's legal commentary has defended President Donald Trump. And skipping here, he says, the FBI, this is in quotations, the FBI has become America's secret police and a shadow government, unquote. Jarrett, quoting Wikipedia, this left-wing slam, has likened the FBI to the KGB. I'm loving this, guys. I mean, what have we been doing here, huh? And PolitiFact, which is the left-wing website, gave Greg Jarrett, for that bit of truth, they gave him a pants-on-fire rating for not telling the truth. According to PolitiFact, quote, numerous historians of the FBI and the KGB say the comparison is ridiculous. Is it ridiculous? And they say the reason it's ridiculous is because our present FBI has not done yet any summary executions. Okay. So until they do summary executions, we can't be comparing the FBI to the Bolshevik secret police. I don't agree with that. And Wikipedia comments, the FBI, by contrast to the KGB, is subject to the rule of law and is democratically accountable. Really? Really? Then he says, Jarrett's been all over, you know, James Comey is the director of the FBI, and he's been all over Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So I'm loving Greg Jarrett. We'll be back in a moment. If you want to call in, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Their last, Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thelifewithjesus.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is what I hate.
And the, let's go. Let me listen here. I mentioned Dr. Ron Paul, and let's go to Dr. Rand Paul, another real doctor. We'll have to have a new distinction in medical terminology, real doctor, and like as Donald Trump has given us the word fake news, we ought to have some kind of a corollary for fake doctors, like fake Fauci. And so real news, fake news. Fake doctors, real doctors. So let's listen to a real doctor for a bit here. Here he is being interviewed by Laura Ingraham, a real journalist.
All right, joining us now is one of the few who questioned Dr. Fauci's expertise and motives. As early as we did, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Senator, you are now calling for the firing of Anthony Fauci. What can you do in the Senate to get more answers than the ones that we have from these emails, which are still redacted?
You know, I think we've had a sea change of opinion. Everybody left of center was saying this was a conspiracy. No way could it have happened in the Wuhan lab. Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it. But the emails paint a disturbing picture, of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research. And he knows it to this day, but hasn't admitted. We have to get Democrat counterparts that will actually use the committee hearings to investigate this. But
now he says we've got to get Democrat counterparts because, well, Rand Paul now is in the minority in the tied 50-50 Senate with Camel Face Harris giving the Democrats the edge. So he has no power. Well, greatly reduced power. He can't call a hearing.
But so far, it's been such a partisan support for Dr. Fauci that he can do no wrong. But really, there's a lot of evidence that he has a great deal of conflict of interest, and that if it turns out this virus came from the Wuhan lab, which it looks like it did, that there's a great deal of culpability in that he was a big supporter of the funding. But he also was a big supporter to this day of saying we can trust the Chinese on this. We can trust the Chinese scientists. And I think that's quite naive and really should preclude him from the position that he's in.
Now, you know what a nice guy Rand Paul is. And, you know, he can't talk the way I talk because I'm a radio host and I'm not a United States senator. So he can say, maybe it works for him to say this is quite naive. Of course, I would never say anything so kind. so forgiving. It's not quite naive. You know, I prefer Jeanine Pirro's. And I'd like to see Rand Paul use a term like dirtbag to describe Fauci.
And referencing the point you just made, Senator, the emails, they show that Fauci was scrambling in those early days of the pandemic to find out the links between the NIH-funded gain-of-function research and COVID. Now, here's how one of his NIH underlings responded to this email about a 2015 gain-of-function study that was co-authored by the Wuhan Institute of Virology's Bat Lady. And he said, the paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause, but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH. Not sure what this means, since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. Explain that, Senator. Well, why is that so significant?
Here's, Laura, what makes it worse. 2 weeks ago in committee hearing, he said they did not fund any gain-of-function research. I quoted that specific paper.
Right.
So the very paper that he puts in the email, he says, oh, my goodness, we need to read this paper because we looks like we are actually funding gain-of-function research, which is where we juice up these viruses, take them from animals and infect them into humans. He's admitting that to his underling. He's worried about this in February of last year. But only 2 weeks ago, he tells me, oh, it wasn't gain-of-function research. But in his email, in the subject line, he says, gain-of-function research.
Now, Dr. Fauci, I've talked to an epidemiologist, a virologist, who has told me Anthony Fauci is regarded in the world of virology as Dr. Gain-of-Function. He is the poster boy for gain-of-function. He is the great cheerleader for gain-of-function and has been for years.
Was admitting it to his private underlings 7, 8, 9 months ago.
I mean, could there be criminal culpability here?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Laura Ingraham. Could there be criminal liability?
Given the repeated failures of Dr. Fauci, who is basically in charge of much of our messaging on this and advice on this, could there be criminal culpability here? A fraud or ongoing collaboration with the Chinese when he was making excuses for them?
At the very least, there's moral culpability. In the research done by the bat scientist in Wuhan, she gives him credit. She lists the exact NIH grant with a 10-numeral disclaimer or ID number, listing the money and thanking the NIH for the money. It's clearly gain of function. There are several scientists who are in this field, cellular biologists. They all say that taking a SARS virus and adding an S protein to it to make it infect human cells, that is the very definition of gain of function.
Beautiful. And see, Dr. Rand Paul, he knows whereof he speaks, unlike myself. Adding an S, what did he say, factor. He knows, he understands the biology to what Fauci and his criminal friends have done. Now, there's another great thinker, and his name I don't recall, but I watched him on TV this week, another great development on TV. This fellow was a physics professor from the Lawrence Livermore Lab in Berkeley, California, near Berkeley, the Lawrence Livermore Lab. That's the top of the top in physics. And he wrote an article with a colleague in which he, in the interview on TV, he was asked, what are the odds? He used his knowledge of physics and biology to note that the smoking gun in the scamdemic, well, is in the virus itself. And he said, in the virus itself, in the atomic structure of the virus, in the genetic structure, there are tracks that do not occur in nature. Do not, never, not possible, never have been seen evidences that are only seen in gain-of-function gene manipulation. And he said these signs are present in the China virus. And then the interviewer said, well, what are the odds that this virus that occurred naturally in bats or pangolins? He said the odds against this, the odds are 1 in not 100, not 1 in 1,000, not 1 in 1,000,000, not 1 in 100,000,000. Keep going up orders of magnitude. 1 in 1,000,000,000. 1 in 1,000,000,000. This is a great professor of physics with guts from Lawrence Livermore Lab. So Fauci has been nailed.
Very dangerous. We shouldn't be doing it here or there. But Dr. Fauci has denied it to this day. But the private emails show that he was acknowledging that it was gain of function. Nobody was questioning it. The scientific community needs to look at this because he hides behind this veil of the lab coat that nobody can question him.
Yeah,
but
well,
I believe
that's one thing we've blown through, folks. Hiding behind the lab coat. Dr. Fauci. You know, we had the same problem with our news media. Not anybody in this audience in recent decades, but at one point people believed newscasters. They thought there might be some integrity there. People have now we're having to work through the delusion that somebody that has doctor in front of their name or attended a medical school or puts a lab coat on has a bunch of Latin four-syllable words ready at hand is somehow telling the truth. Well, Surprise.
And by looking at the evidence that it absolutely was gain of function research, and he was funding it. And to this day, he's still saying he would do it again because he trusts the Chinese scientists.
Yeah. Well, one of those emails obtained by BuzzFeed, Senator, was from Peter Daszak of the EcoHealth Alliance. So he was the one pushing this and doing this research. And that was funded by NIH in Wuhan. So he wrote to Fauci on April 18, 2020. I just wanted to say a personal thank you for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19.
Now, in this particular email, which Laura Ingraham is showing on the screen, that incredibly damning sentence from this guy, Peter Daszak, also probably a pretend doctor, that appears, but more than two-thirds of that email is redacted. That is, it's grayed out. So what else did Peter Daszak, spelled D-A-Z, we'll hear this guy's name more in the future, D-A-Z-S-A-K. What else did he have to say? Thank you for backing up the obvious, completely proved natural origin of the coronavirus, Corona 1984. There is zero such evidence. Zero. None. No bats, no infected bats, no infected pangolins. Nobody. You know, they used the wet market in Wuhan. This was the transmission vector. The Chinese eaters of bats and eaters of pangolins contracted it from the flesh of bats and pangolins. They bought it to Wuhan wet market. Somebody did some good research. Not a single bat, not a single pangolin was sold at the Wuhan wet market. So happy eating there. There's no record of any sale of a bat or any sale of a pangolin at the Wuhan wet market. So much for that obvious fact, Dr. Daszak and Dr. Fauci.
Not a lab release from the Wuhan.
The
it's unbelievable.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Laura. Peter Daszak is not a disinterested party. He's not just looking for the truth. He was the funder of the research in Wuhan. So he has a self-interest in not revealing this because it turns out the virus came from the lab. That's my point, too. This is a big deal. So any investigation going forward, it can't include Tony Fauci, can't include Peter Daszak, because they were the ones who funded the lab. They have a conflict of interest with coming to the truth.
We want to ask one more question, which is about the timing of the lift of the moratorium on this type of research, Senator. In January of 9th.
We'll pause it there. Now let's go. There's another interesting headline here on this. Let me go up to it here. I've got this. Here's the latest. Now, the rhinos. Let's go over to another of our favorite topics, the rhinos. Okay, here's one of the rhinos. What are they doing now? Let me find this one. One of the premier rhinos is Chris Wallace, the son of those of you that are older will remember his father, Mike Wallace. Chris Wallace, one of the worst, most disgusting, rhinos on Fox. Donald Trump has openly mocked him and said he is disgusting. And this is the kind of disgusting behavior he engages in. He's interviewing Mike Pompeo. And he says, Trump had almost a year to press China on COVID-19 origins. Okay, now let's unpack that, folks. What is he saying there? This snake, this dirtbag, Chris Wallace, what he's doing is he's trying to do what communists do all the time. Chris Wallace, he's a communist. He's a communist, as Nancy Pelosi is a communist, as Chris Cuomo is a communist, as all of these dirtbags are communist. Anthony Fauci is a communist. They're Bolsheviks. They're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They are power lusters. They are conscienceless people. Mike Wallace is now trying to fling it back on Donald Trump. So now that we are, now that we find out that the Chinese engineered this virus, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. At first, for Chris Wallace, says, oh, no, 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 that couldn't be. But now that it's so plain as day, well, we've got to make it Donald Trump's fault, not our fault, not the rhinos, not Joe Biden. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
We're back, folks. Let me play you a little clip of this rat, Chris Wallace. And listen to this. Listen to this insidious way that he is trying to, now that the blame, the guilt, the criminality of the Wuhan lab, everybody involved in the U.S. and in China, now that it's becoming so obvious that it can't be hidden, now we want to throw it over on Donald Trump. So listen to Chris Wallace trying to throw this on Donald Trump. He's interviewing Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former, and I don't call President Trump our former president because he is our current president. We elected him on November 3rd, 2020. He won. He is our president. Mike Pompeo was also, he was Secretary of State for 2 or 3 years. He was director of the CIA for a year, appointed by Donald Trump. And prior to that, he was a U.S. congressman, a very good one, a very conservative congressman from the 4th Congressional District of Kansas, which encompasses Wichita. And as part of his bio, he attended the military academy, and he was West Point, was a captain in the Army. So here he's got one child. Here's that interview with the rat, Chris Wallace. Let me find it for you here. Where is it? I've got it somewhere, hope close at hand. Here it is.
You also criticize President Biden for not pushing hard enough on China to learn the origins of the coronavirus. But I want to again go back to your administration and the record there. President Trump...
I want to go back to your administration. I want to put the monkey on your back.
And his team, including you, had almost a year after the COVID-19...
We'll finish this right after this break. You can smell where this rat's going. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RB.